Breaklaw and Matthew Gold, We Were Young, Matt Simons, Better Tomorrow. That's the double that gets us to 24 minutes before 4 o'clock on your Friday afternoon. Let's get back into the Christmas spirit with some of the legends. Rochelle, we were talking about rock stars earlier.
Yes, we were.
The ones that you look up to, the ones that you pine for. Well, these are the ones that you could see anywhere in Algoa country. They could be performing at a country club or at a restaurant or wherever. And there's a man who got them all together to do a really great campaign, and it's a Christmas campaign that involves a charity angle too. And so it is, we welcome from Port Elizabeth, South Africa, at great expense, we've got him on the line, Francois Malan, who is the Frankie from Frankie and the Misfits. Happy festive season, Francois. It's nice to have you on the line. How did you possibly get all these people together on one project?
Oh, man. First of all, thank you very much for having me. I know you guys had great difficulty getting hold of me through all my agents and everything. I am currently on holiday in Hawaii. So,
lovely.
5-0, yes.
Fabulous.
Beautiful. That's lovely. Is it a bit rainy there?
No, it's beautiful weather. I'm on the beach with a pina colada in my left hand, so it's all good.
No,
it's quite rainy. Obviously, I'm right around the corner from you guys.
Well, you can have the pina colada, we'll have a walk in the rain, but between us, we will celebrate the album that you have just released that's for sale as we speak. It's called A Very Frankie Christmas.
Yes, and last year you made a swing album, and now this year you're making a Christmas album. So, you know, what made you want to make a Christmas album with all the things that's happened in 2020? You know, maybe you just thought, hey, one day I'll wake up and have a Christmas album.
Yeah, well, the Christmas album idea preceded the whole COVID destruction that hit the world. So I found the time to do it during lockdown. We had some available free time while we were sitting at home. So I contacted a mate of mine, Hugo Kleinons, who's one half of Big Man and Bear.
Yep.
And he recorded and mixed and mastered the entire project for me. I converted my garage into a little recording studio, and we just set to work about 6 or 5 months ago, and
cool.
We wrapped it up about a month ago.
So it's called A Very Frankie Christmas. It's available now. You've done it in an interesting way. It's a kind of hybrid thing, you know, with the advent of COVID and the inability to do live performances. A lot of artists have kind of gone online. So now when you make a Christmas album that you're selling, because there's also a charity angle, which I'd like you to tell us about. But before we get to that, how you're selling it is interesting because there's like a double barreled approach. I can either get the actual one or I can get it electronically. How does that work?
Yes. So through the marketing, I've decided the album will be available in two formats. One is digital and one is CD. You know, everybody, all the kids these days listen to music on their phones and stream and whatnot. So
the
I had
youngsters.
To make a plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even my car, I've got a relatively new car, but it doesn't have a CD player anymore. So I realized CDs are also going outdated. But then a lot of people still do listen to CDs and like a physical product in their hands, which they can call their own.
Yeah,
it's not just some MP3 on your phone lost somewhere. So yes, the album is available in two formats, the digital and the CD format. And the easiest way to get it is to make a donation directly to the charity cause and send me the proof of payment. And I just make sure you get your copy.
Which charity is that? How do we get hold of them?
Sinatimba Children's Centre, and they are based in Causton, right here in Port Elizabeth. They are a charity. Back in about 2014, I was involved with a charity project as well with the whole music side of things. And I remember I was busy filming a little music video that we did at Lonely Farm. And there were lots of orphanages involved in this whole thing, like 150 kids from all over. But I remember this one school or orphanage and center, specifically Sinatimba, and they were at the time I think like 25 kids there, but they impressed me so much because all of those kids were so well behaved. They were so appreciative of these little gift packages we gave all the children there, and that stuck with me.
A lasting impression,
that's exactly it. And then 6 years later, now when I wrapped up this album, the idea was always to try and make it do some good somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I decided on, okay, it needs to go for a children's orphanage. Immediately I saw September. So I didn't look hard or ask, had to ask around or anything. I immediately knew of them. So
That was the one half. That was the one half is the charity who's benefiting from it and us as the listener. But the other half...
Yes, is the wonderful people that's on the album. Can you tell me about the local celebs on the album?
Yes. So the entire album's 18 tracks of standard classics and relatively new Christmas songs. So some something for everyone out there. Styles also, it ranges from jazz and swing to a little bit of rock and so on. And then my guest artists, 18 tracks, but 8 of them are duets. And I've got names like Mr. Wayne Cullis, Stuart Reeve, who I know you guys are very familiar with, Gino Fabry, I've got Ricolette, Clevin, Megan Detroit, The Reese, Monique Thunderham, and Faye Gackey. I think I remembered everyone this time.
You're right. It's like a veritable who's who of the performance industry, as it were, in this area. I mean, you know, if you were going to pick 9 collaborators, I think you've done a fairly good job. I think that's great.
Yes.
Lastly, someone's just listening now going, I need this album, A Very Frankie Christmas. Where can I get a hold of you? How can I make direct contact? Where do I find you online?
Okay, so there are a couple of ways to get all of the CD. They are available in CD format at 2 places in Mount Pleasant. One is Rock Restaurant, and the other one is Death by Coffee. It's a little coffee shop in High Street in Mount Pleasant. Otherwise, I would suggest people just go to Frankie and the Misfits, the Facebook page. The very top post explains everything in clear-cut detail, where to donate your money to, and then we'll just... make sure you get your album.
Go from there. Well, thank you very much, Frankie, from Frankie and the Misfits, Francois Malan. A Very Frankie Christmas. Not only is it going to get you in the spirit, but it's also going to make sure Sinitemba Children's Home benefits from it directly. Here's a song from the album, Merry Christmas, Everyone.
Wherever you go, take us along for the ride.
Algoa FM.